Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Fan Hotline is brought to you by Wright Automotive, the best deal in town. That's where we find the Hall of Famer, Ed Bouchette, a man who was called a racist by Antonio Brown, among other things. Ed, does Ben Roethlisberger play on Sunday?
I think he's going to, yes. But, you know, I wouldn't take that to the bank. But I think just looking at him, I would expect he's going to play.
Ed, I mean, is there a sense that you get from being around these guys of institutional confidence in Josh Dobbs if it does come to pass that he actually is pressed into action?
Well, there's confidence because I think of how he played this summer, Chris. He's a pretty confident kid. You know, he doesn't lack that. But, you know, he still hasn't played it down in the NFL in a real game. So, you know, and the preseason is a whole other animal.
Hey, maybe if Ben's out, they can pick up the world's greatest backup quarterback, Landry Jones, because last I checked, Ed, he's still on the street, which says a lot about how good he is.
Yeah, that I tell you what, Pony, that still does surprise me because I thought he was a solid backup quarterback. And, you know, with some of the quarterback play in this league, forget the backup, some of the starters, I think he's better than them. But then, hey, Kaepernick's still out there too for a whole other reason.
Ed, do you think it's a bad sign that it isn't Mason Rudolph as the Steelers' backup quarterback as far as his growth and development goes?
No, I don't. I don't know. It's a good sign, but I don't know that it's a bad sign either. I think it more has been to the progress that Josh Dobbs made than anything Mason Rudolph didn't do. That's how I look at it anyway, and I think how they're looking at it. And, you know, this may not be etched in stone as we go along in this season either, that there are 2-3 in that order.
Steelers insider Hall of Famer Ed Bouchette joining us here on Pony and Muller. Ed, Randy Feuchner taking blame for essentially wearing out James Conner and not getting any touches for the rest of the running backs. Here's why I bring that up. I find that curious, given that all the talk leading up to the game was about what great condition Conner had gotten himself into. It feels to me like a little bit of an excuse for the way Conner tailed off late, when it might have just been they were stacking the box.
Yeah, I don't know why he did that either, Chris. I would not have inserted Ridley at that point, and I wouldn't have inserted him earlier the way Conner was going. I mean, he was two touchdowns. I mean, his stats spoke for themselves. And I think what they want to do is, you know, get Ridley in there, get him, let him have a feel for it, let him get involved a little bit. They'll do that here and there, I think. What they don't want is another LeGarrette Blount situation.
Ed, I want to go back to injuries here in general that aren't Ben Roethlisberger. Vance McDonald, do you expect that we see him this Sunday?
Yeah, he's been practicing, so that's a good sign for him. How it holds up now is another matter. I mean, you know, that foot has been kept him off for a long time. Maybe he goes out there and plays and something happens. I don't know. He hasn't been able to stay on the field very long in his first year, and so far hasn't been able to get on it second year here.
Ed, Joe Hayden got injured as a gunner on special teams, which I think is atrocious coaching. If they bring Ryan Switzer here to return punts because they don't want Antonio Brown doing that job, why is their number one corner doing Sammy Coates' job or Darius Hayward Bay's job? Seriously.
No, I found that curious too, Pony. You know, he's no spring chicken either, Joe Hayden. And this is a team in the past who didn't like putting veterans out there on special teams. You know, just put the youngsters out there. And surely, I agree with you. I think they could have found someone else to do that job.
Ed, I want to know your opinion of Bud Dupree's first game of this season, because T.J. Watt stole all the headlines for obvious reasons with 3.5 sacks. I have been big on the anti-Bud Dupree side of things, but I thought he actually played a better game, granted against an undrafted rookie at left tackle, than his numbers indicated. I thought he actually pushed Tyrod Taylor into T.J. Watt a couple times for sacks.
Yeah, I agree. I felt it was mixed. He got in the backfield. As you mentioned, he was playing against an undrafted rookie at left tackle. The one time he had a clear shot at Taylor and he pulled up when I thought he should have, you know, just kept going into him. So he did get the one sack. He missed some others, I think. But up and down, I would say. But more up than down.
Our guest is a Hall of Famer and also a guy who won the award for best guest at the 2018 Fannies. Ed, I had to
accept that.
Well, it was just a little trophy. I had to actually accept that for you. I gave a short speech in the best version of your voice that I could do.
It was extremely moving to hear, Ed.
Touching. This is the first I'm hearing of it. It must have been a really big award.
It was. It was so heavy I left it there. I didn't want to put it in my car.
At the Post-Gazette, I once won a national award from the Leukemia Society for a story I did on Merle Hodge. And I knew nothing about it until one day I went in the office and it was sitting on the floor by the mailbox. Hmm. And that's how I figured out I won that.
I mean,
award.
That's a little tough from a morale standpoint. You won an award for a story. That's what they're paying you to do. And they it was on the floor?
Yeah. That is rough.
Yeah. Hey, and here's another thing. Anytime you hear award-winning journalist,
which you
that's
are.
That's a redundancy, because there's not a journalist alive who hasn't won at least one award.
I haven't won anything.
Are you a journalist, Chris?
I guess not. I'm more of a...
He writes for the Beaver County Times, Ed. He absolutely is a journalist.
Yeah.
That's Pulitzer material.
I agree.
I have not won an award, Ed. I am the rare journalist / entertainer who has not won an award.
Yeah. You know, and let's get back to journalistic integrity and Mike Tomlin's absurd comments on Tuesday. Ed, here's how I feel about this Antonio Brown situation. If Santonio Holmes can get himself traded for social media comments, and Martavis Bryant can get himself quote-unquote suspended for what he did on social media, there should be disciplinary action taken against Brown for what he did to not only you, but now to Jesse Washington, and to just put out a hollow statement from the team, an apology from Brown, and have Tomlin fluff it off to, you know, the last two times he's been asked to talk about it is unacceptable to me. Your thoughts?
Well, I have some news to tell you. Mike Tomlin and some others in the organization did approach and talk to Antonio Brown about the whole thing Friday and Saturday, I believe. It was at least on Saturday. And it was taken care of in-house. I'm not sure what, if anything, was done, but they didn't just overlook it. Antonio is supposed to meet with the writer to talk about it. He has told people, not media people, but he's told people that he shouldn't have done that. Actually, I think he told Joe Starkey he shouldn't have done that. But, you know, it's... It did come across the way you're saying it, Chris, so because Mike Tomlin at his press conference did it that way. But, you know, I just don't think he wanted to talk about the whole thing. And I'm not making excuses for him. And I think when he was talking about journalistic integrity, he wasn't talking about the story or the writer. He was talking about players on Twitter. On social media.
Ed, but I mean, at what point, if Leonard Fournette gets suspended for missing a team photo and Jalen Ramsey gets suspended for saying it's war on all reporters, like, does Antonio just have carte blanche? He doesn't have to stay in the dorms at training camp. He gets his cameramen everywhere he wants. He Facebook lives. I mean, is there any accountability as far as his actions are concerned or no?
Well, you're not going to suspend him. Let's start there. They're not going to suspend him. That other stuff, I mean, that's coach's stuff. The guy still performs on the field. Mike said Mike was upset when he did the thing in Kansas City. Yes, he sat Martavis Bryant down. That was a little different because he attacked a teammate. And again, I'm not making excuses for all these guys because I've been on the other end with Antonio as well. So, but he did clear the air with me, told me he has respect for me, and so I we're okay. But
did he take back the racist comment?
You know, it was such a brief meeting we had. We didn't get into that, but he did tell Steelers PR that he never should have said that, okay. And obviously, I agree. Never should have said that. It was nothing to. There was nothing that should have ignited that comment.
Ed, do you have an award-winning prediction on this game?
I want to see who's the quarterback first before I do that. I don't have a good feel for this team right now. I really don't. I think their defense is a little might be a little better than we thought going in, but you blow a 2-touchdown lead in Cleveland late. I got to see a little more, but let's see who the quarterback is. And I know I don't have time with you guys after that, but okay, if Ben's playing, I'm going to say they win. They're going to run the ball a lot, I think. So they win 23-20. How's that?
Sounds good.
I like it. Ed, before we let you go, do you have time in the coming days, weeks, some pointers? I want to be an award-winning journalist of some note at some point here, man.
Well, if you could be a guest, Chris, you could have won that award.
That's
like
true.
If I was a host, I wouldn't be up for any award.
Ed, you'd make a great host, by the way.
I've done hosting. I used to do it by myself before cell phones on a Friday night. Believe me, that was no fun. I did it at the old 1250 when they had the Steelers, and that was no fun. You guys have the luxury of cell phones and a partner in there.
Yeah, and we are partners.
At that blinking light, hoping it would blink, that a call would come in. Friday night.
Perhaps from the bread man or some such person.
Right, Ed.
Thank you, Ed.
Thank you, Ed.
All right, fellas. I'll see you.
The famous Mr. Ed Bouchette.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.